My name's Phil Hoare, I'm from Cornforum Rescue Service, and I'm about to leave to travel to Everest to climb a mountain called Island Peak. Doing this for three charities that we are hoping to raise quite a lot of money for. First one being Help for Heroes, the other one's Children with Leukemia, and our own charity, the Firefighters Charity. What we're going to be packing, we're going to take two bags with us, one of them for our overnight stuff, which the Sherpas are going to be fortunate enough to carry for us. What we'll be taking is our day sacks, and that's going to involve stuff like food, extra layers of clothing and water. The temperatures over there, I've been watching them over the past week, and they're ranging from about 15 degrees during the daytime, but then they're dropping down to well below freezing and sometimes getting down to minus 10, minus 12 degrees. So if we're struggling with the altitude or we've been delayed getting into our camp, we're going to have enough equipment such as torches and warm layers to put on to get us through to the camp. We're going to keep it as close to our body as we can with the heavy equipment such as the crampons and axes and water, so we're keeping it so it's not pulling us over and weighing us, or keeping us off balance, if you like. All our down jackets are coming with inside compression sacks, so we're trying to squeeze as much air out of them as possible so they're not taking up so much space. The kit we've got is quite specialist. It's nice and light, but it doesn't take up room, so that's what we're aiming to get. All the food is going to be supplied from the company that we're going with, Walking the Mountain Company, so they're going to be supplied, so we're going to have to wait and see what they've got in store for us, really. So it could be traditional foods and snacks. It's been in the planning for nearly 2 years now, and it's since Christmas, the last 3 months have just flown by. We've been running around getting bits and pieces and finalising all the fundraising, so those are the things that we've been doing, and all of a sudden it was a week away and now we're here waiting to leave. It's going to settle in when we get on the flight and land in Kathmandu, and then, you know, have a look at that culture shock when we get to Kathmandu, really. And then we've got a little short 45 minute flight into Lukla. There's no actual roads out of Lukla, so it's all be packs on from Lukla and start walking from there. So it's going to take us about 14 days to get to the summit. There's a couple rest days in between that, and then we're straight back and straight home.